Okay, so we're holding at Perek Zayin, Ois Hey in the Meimar Oim, page Kuf Lamed Aleph in the old editions. I don't know what it's in the old in the new one. Perek Zayin, Ois Hey. Now, before we started, I just want to share with you one vort which I noticed on this week's parsha, which is relevant and pertains to something I mentioned last week. Last week I read to you from the Sefer HaBris that one shouldn't be doing his Avodas Hashem to try to get Ruach HaKodesh. Like, don't work to try to get Ruach HaKodesh. You should do the Avodah in order to be Mizdak Hashem, and fine, if you get Ruach HaKodesh, that's like the, you know, the cherry on top, so to say. But it's not something that would make your work basically a certain level of Leilu Shem Shemayim already. So actually, funny enough, on this week's Parshas Vayetze, what we read today in the Imre Pinchas, which is from Pinchas Mikoretz, it's Torahs that are brought from Pinchas Mikoretz. So it says on the pasuk, "VeYakov holach ledarkoi, bayifgu uvoi malachei Elokim." Yaakov went on his way, and malachei Elokim met him. So the bring down that Rav Pinchas Mikoretz, right? It was the time of the Baal Shem Tov. He was makbid, hikbid ma'oid, shelo yatriach adam atzma lekavona sheyasig hasoges elyonis. A person should not be matriach himself, work for the kavona that he should attain, you know, high hasoges, meaning like supernatural, you know, ideas of Ruach HaKodesh, hasog elyonis. Rak yavad betmimus, you should be over Hashem with the simplicity, with, you know, just betmimus, that you just want to be Eved Hashem. Ve'im yehog l'nasaga, and if he'll be worthy of hasaga, he'll be worthy of getting that kind of, you know, revelation or whatever it is, me'mele yavoyolo, it will come to him automatically. Ve'siper uzal, and Pinchas Mikoretz told over, me'echot she'ispal l'hasig ruach ha'kodesh u'tfila, oise mechitza. He said that there was a person, they are mitzayin here, that apparently there was a person that was davening to attain Ruach HaKodesh. He davened, please, I want to get Ruach HaKodesh, you know, please give me Ruach HaKodesh. And Chazal say, it's in the Medrash, in Medrash Rabbin Vayikra, Tefillah is a mechta. Tefillah always at least does half. So this guy got half. He said, Ruach bli kedusha. He got the Ruach without the kedusha. like, that's not so good. Oid Amar b'shem Rav Zal. And then they said more, again, from the Rav Pinchas Mikoretz, Sheze pirush ha-pasuk, v'yakov halach ledarkoi, v'yifku v'ymalei chelekim. Yaakov went on his way, halach ledarkoi. He went on his way, v'yifku v'ymalei chelekim. And then he met, or they met him, the Malach Elakim just happened to him. He didn't run after it. He was going on his way. And Dafka, because he was doing his thing, the Malachim came to him and appeared to him. He dashes into the Pasuk of this week's Pasha. That was interesting. Okay, so now let's start Ois Hey. For Omnam, Masha Yidil Lanu. Erko shel nevuas Moshe. What they told us, you know, what Chazal told us about the level of the nevuah of Moshe, biyachas nevuas shar neviim, relative to the nevuah of other neviim, v'yisrei memusay aleihem, and his, you know, his greatness above them, the greatness of his nevuah over the nevuah of the other neviim. And that we're taught that after Moshe found that he had nothing holding him back, he saw that he had this direct, tremendous line with the Rabbeinu Shalom. So he asked Hashem even further, "Show me your glory." And the response was, "You can only see my back. You can't see my face. My face will not be seen by anyone, even you, Moshe Rabbeinu." What's all this teaching us? V'adai shekol zeh eina rak b'shvil yediya be'erko shel Moshe. For sure that all this is not just in order for us to have the knowledge of how great Moshe Rabbeinu was. Ki'aloi lonu chavivim gam divrei kabbalah kidivrei Torah. Because the divrei kabbalah, what's ever written by the Nevi'im, is dear to us on the same way divrei Torah is dear to us. We are not mechalik, right? The Torah, for example, the Muna in Torah, is koil not just the Chamishei Chumshei Torah, it's koil the whole Chav Dalet Sifrei Tanakh. So we're not mechalik just because Moshe was greater than the other Nevi'im, we still accept and we hold dear to us the words of the other Nevi'im as well. So what relevance is it, the fact that Moshe was so much greater than the other Nevi'im? We accept them all in the same way. Elishakol zeh limud oruch ba'adeinu, eich lehatvot ma'alcheinu, b'chayei ha'kodesh shelanu, v'loiniga l'rik v'loineled la'behola. Says Rabbi Yaakov Moshe, this whole thing, what we're learning about, the greatness of Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah, is a limud for us, that based on this, we will know how to set our own walk in that, right, in our holy lives, and that we shall not toil for nothing and l'neilid labahola, right? We should be able to get somewhere. We have to have the right, we need this idea of Moshe Rabbeinu's greatness for a purpose. The Torah and Chazal are coming to teach us something that is going to pertain to the Avodas Hashem of each and every one of us. Ine kvar bi'arno, and of course he's planning to give us some of a take on what that might be. Ine kvar bi'arno, we already explained, shanevua yisoida b'seichel v'ratzein. This is what we saw last week. Right? The yisoida we saw last week was that nevuah's based in two parts of the person, right? It's based in the level of seichel, and it's based in the level of ratzon. V'shebishvil zeh nidra shleimus mitzad haseichel u'shleimus mitzad hamidos shema ratzon. And like he said last week, because of this, perfection is necessary, both mitzad the intellectual side, right? You have to be intellectually, you have to reach a certain state of perfection intellectually, and also a state of perfection mitzad the midos of a person, the character traits of a person, which we said, which Rabbi Yaakov Moshe said, is the ratzon of the person. The ratzon and the midos, he said, are connected to each other. V'hinei, hir ishu bakushya b'inyin yedio b'chira eich mutamim yachad. Now Rabbi Yaakov Moshe goes on a little bit of a side, okay, he goes a little bit off in order to come back and apply this to our sugya. He says, we know there's been a lot of noise regarding the famous question, the famous kasha b'inyan yediya u'bechira eich mutamim yachad, and the famous question, how there can be both principles, how can they work together, how can they be side by side true, the fact that Hashem knows everything and the fact that mankind has free will. How is that possible, right? If a man has free will, then Hashem can't know before we do it what's going to be, because it's up to us. Famous question. Ki hayediyah ha'elyoina hi hatziur shemimena kol ha'maisim v'amon ha'pu'ulot mista'afim. The yediyah ha'elyoina, the yediyah up above, right, the knowledge up above, is the picture shemimena kol ha'maisim v'amon ha'pu'ulot mista'afim. Is the picture that from it, all actions and the vast, you know, the multitude of actions are stem from, branch from. Ve'ech shayach bechira b'mkoyim yediyasi yisbarach shamay. And how could bechira exist? How could it be shayach in the place of Hashem's knowledge? Ve'arambam oimer. No, before we actually, let me just open the Rambam.
Okay, thanks. Your trick.
Okay, so before we continue, it's kedai for us to read together a little bit the Rambam and the Ravid, right? Before we go weiter, just to refresh, I think everyone has visited at some point, but nevertheless. So the Rambam in Hilchas Tshuva, at the end of Perek He, it's actually Halacha He, so it's Tshuva He He, he says, Shema Toima, maybe you will say, V'aloi HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yodea Kol Ma Sheyia Kodim Sheyia. Doesn't Hashem know everything that's going to be before it is? Yeda shezet tzadik oy rosh oy lo yeda. Im yeda shu yeda, right? He knows that this guy is going to be a tzadik or rosh, or he doesn't know. Im yeda shu yeda tzadik, yev sheshlo yeda tzadik. If he knows that he's going to be a tzadik, so it's impossible that he won't be a tzadik, because then Hashem would have been wrong in his yedia. Vim toima she yeda shi yeda tzadik vev shi yeda rosh. And if you're going to say that he knew that he would be a tzaddik, but it's possible it'll be a rasha, then he didn't have a clear yediyah, then he didn't know clearly that he's going to be a tzaddik. De'ei she'tshuvas she'ela zu arucha me'eretz mida v'rechava mini yam, says the Rambam, know that the answer to this question is extremely longer than the land and vaster than the sea, meaning it's huge. This is not something to easily answer. V'kama ir karim gedolim varim ramim tluim ba. And there's many main important big things that are dependent on this question. But you do need to understand, to know and understand this what I'm about to say. Kvar bi'anu beperek sheni milchis yisaydi atar. We already explained in the second parak of Hilchas yisaydi atar. Shakadosh Baruch Hu eina yodea b'deah shichutz mimenu kibnei adam shehem v'daitam shnayim. Elohu yizbaruch shmoi v'daitam echad. By a person, the person and his knowledge are two separate things. Right? We acquire knowledge, meaning the knowledge is outside of us. So there's two separate things. But by Hakadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Yediyah, right? What his Yediyah B'deyah is not outside of him. It's part and parcel of his essence. Ve'ein Daita Shel Adam Yichoy L'Hasik Davar Zeh Al-Buriyah. We can't fathom such a thing. The das of a person cannot fathom such an idea. O Kishem She'ein Koich B'Adam L'Hasik V'Limtzei Amitas HaBoreh. So in the same way that it's not in the power of mankind to attain and to find the truth of the Creator, meaning of His essence. Shenemar, as it says, Ki lo yir'ani ha'odam v'chai, like the Pasuk says that a person can't see me and still live, it's impossible. Kach einan koich be'odam l'asik v'lim tzidaito shel bari. So, so too, it's impossible for a person to attain and find the das of the bari, to find the knowledge of Hashem, because the knowledge and His essence are one. And that's what the Navi says. Ki loy machshavoy say machshavoy seichem, v'loy darachechem darachaynu mashem. That's what the Navi says. Your thoughts are not my thoughts. My thoughts are not your thoughts, and your ways are not my ways. V'kevin shikeinu, and since that, so ein banu koich leidech yedak Kadosh Baruch Hu kol abru maaseihem. Memela, we have no way of knowing. We have no ability to know how Hakadosh Baruch Hu knows all the creations and their deeds in advance. Avol noida b'lei safek, but we do know without a doubt shemayse ha'adam biyada adam, that the action of man is in his own hands. Ve'ena kadosh baruch hu moishchein, kadosh baruch hu doesn't draw it. Ve'goyzer alav lo lasus kach, and it doesn't cree upon the person not to do something. Ve'lo shelo lasus kach, or not to do something. Ve'lo mipnei kabbalas das bilvad. And this is noy d'dover. And what we're saying here, that man has free will and free choice, is not based on our mesora. It's not based on a mesora. Elabrei is brus medivrei chachma. It's this clear rise to this medivrei chachma. It's something that a person can attain with his own human intellect without having a mesora in it. Because that says in Nevuah, that's why there's such a thing as a din on the ma'asim of a person, that they judge a person on all his actions, according to his actions, whether they're good or bad, right? Otherwise, if we didn't really have Bechira, then there's no inyan of din. There would be no way that Hashem could judge anyone. You're programmed to do what you did. And this is the ikar that all the words of Nevuah are dependent upon. And of course, the Ravid over there says, Omer Avram, Loi noig ze mechaber minag hachachavim. The mechaber over here was not noig the custom of wise people. She'eino domaschi b'dover v'lo yidela shalimoi. You don't begin something that you don't know how to end off. V'hu heichel b'she'elot v'kushiot. And he began with questions and kashas v'niach ha'dover v'kushio. And he left it off as a kasha. V'chziru le'emuna, and he returned the person back to emuna. He said, just believe it. Just believe it. V'toyi v'yaloi niach ha'dover b'tmimus. It would have been better if he just left everything in a tmimistic way. B'tmimus ha'tmimim. V'lo yiroi libam. Don't stir things. Don't rock the boat. Everybody's fine and happy. Don't start putting kashas into their heads. And then you leave their das in a state of doubt. Maybe like even one moment there'll come a hearer and there's a thought that's inappropriate. And then he says, even though there's no perfect answer, there's no like real winning answer on this, but it's good to put a little bit of an answer to this. And I say, if the tzidkas of a person or his rishas are dependent on the decree of the Creator, so we would say that Hashem's yediyah is the decree. And then the question would be a very difficult question. But now that the Creator removed from his hands rulership over this, and he gave it over to the hands of man, so Hashem's knowledge is not the decree. He knows in advance what you're going to do, but you're the one that has to do it. He doesn't decree that you do it. He's like the idea of the astrologist. The astrologers know what's going to be, even though they have absolutely no koach to bring about that thing that's going to take place. And the Ravid ends off, right? This is his basic answer, is that yes, Hashem knows it all, but it's like the idea of the astronomers, so the astrologers, whatever, that they see what's going to happen, but they don't have control over it. Same thing, Hashem knows what's going to happen, but he doesn't have control over it. He gave that control over to man, and then the Ravid ends off, and this is worth nothing. This is I give a little bit of answer, but it's like it doesn't really. I know this doesn't suffice. So there's actually a Migdal Oiz over here. The Migdal Oiz on the page over there says, "Vani oime ki arayved zal shechoshed Rabbeinu Moshe zal." The Ravid who suspected the Rambam, b'megale b'pshat koliboy, b'ein yedei Yosef ben Estoris, ein roi dvorov, avlam lo gila kol yoma, avlam ma shom perk shini yisoy, one zev v'shem ezgi v'yos asmi yadam kol. Good, so he says the Rambam was really giving a full answer, except that you need a lot of prerequisites to understand it. He says that the Ramban also was noig like this in his Peirush of the Torah. First he gives pshat and details to the Hamoinav, and then he hints to different things, the maskilim al derech ha'emes. So the Gam Rambam zel noag beila prokam amukim minagach hachamim. The Rambam was noig the same way in these chapters, are very intense, deep chapters. So he also was noig the minacham levar kablosos frosu b'chachmosoi. And at the end, he brings a maimer katzader of Asenu Zalir Mazli Yodim Chayin to those who understand, you know, the deep secrets. Kisham nimshach mogin vurasei, because there it's like an expression. There, the shield of his power was anointed. Kol paal Hashem lemaneo. Everything Hashem he does is for him. A very mysterious lashon the Migdal ends off with over here. ולדעתי שאלה עשה חוכם חצי התשובה וכל שכן טוב ורחובה. Says, "Ladati, the question of the chacham is already half the answer. Kol shekin that it's a good and wide answer. Good, so he protects the Rambam. Ends off like kibi chaper bad. Hashem should give, you know, forgive forgiveness. So we're going to need this what we just learned now in the Rambam. We're going to need this for what Rabbi Yaakov Moshe says over here. It says Rabbi Yaakov Moshe, "Hinei kvar bianu shenavua." We'll start again from the beginning of the paragraph. No, actually, we don't have to start all the way back there. V'harambam. Harambam omer. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines down. The last word on the fifth line down from that paragraph. V'harambam omer. Keshem she'ein onu masigim es atzmusoi. Just like we don't know, we don't have a way of being masig the atzmus of Hashem. Kein onu masigim es yidiyoso. So too, we can't be masig his yidiyah. What the Rambam means is ki gam zede yedia so seris is a bechira hirak hagdara. That this thing that the yedia contradicts bechira is also only a classification of information. Uklal gadol huze, and it's a big klal. It's a big principle. Ki kol hagdara ezashi, any classification that one gives hi achmetzidenu bechugenu. It only stems from our realm of understanding. But up above, when you're dealing with the Rabbeinu Shalom up above, there's no inyan of Hagdor B'chal. There's no classifications. There's no Gadir, which is a limiting concept. And the same way that any Hagdorah, any classifying regarding it, the essence of God is limiting, is diminishing. So too, if you were going to try to be magdir, to classify in some way the idea of Hashem, that would be diminishing and limiting. And therefore, the kasha doesn't even begin. It's a famous thing, right? Reb Chaim Brisker's Mahalach in learning, right, is not to answer the question, it's to show that there's no question to begin with. Right. So the question over here doesn't even begin. In the supreme source up above, right, by the infinite one, there's no classification at all. There's no hagdoros. There's nothing of a limiting quality. And truthfully, the Balei Chachmei Arozim, right? The authors, the wise ones and secrets of the Torah, meaning the Mekubalim, okay? They clarified with their Ruach HaKodesh, Ki yeshna mekoymois ba'avayo she'sholtim ha'gdoros. There are places in the existence. Now, when he says in existence, he doesn't necessarily mean in physical existence. He means in the totality of existence, including all what we call the olamos ha'elyonim, the supernal world and these, you know, the upper worlds. So they reveal that there are places in the existence where hagdoros are in control, meaning where those are places that it's relevant to be magdir and classified things. V'yesh mikamot gvoyim aleim shebeim ein agdora klal. But then there are also higher places that have no agdora at all, that you can't classify anything. You can't go into the information, so to say, regarding that those high worlds. The what he's really referring to, by the way, is when he talks about the Balei Arozim, already in the Zohar Chadash. The Zohar Chadash already relates to this question head on between Yediyah and Bechira, and the Ramak relates to it in Sefer Padas Rimonim. The Arizal relates to it in Arber Meir's Shekel Kesef. It's actually mentioned in Nefesh HaChaim, if I remember correctly. And all these Mekubalim give different answers, which, if you were going to give the common denominator between them, it's what Rabbi Yaakov Moshe just said here. Is that there are different levels when we're dealing with the higher worlds, where there are worlds where it's still shaykh to discuss things and to order information and classify the information regarding those worlds. But then there are worlds which are beyond our comprehension and beyond differentiation and behind classification, where in those worlds, so to say, everything falls apart, meaning all the borders and limitations and anything we can deal with are gone. V'nimtza, and it comes out, Shasheila nish'elet rak be'olamot she'yesham hagdara. The question, the Rambam's question, the question between Yediyah and Bechira, can only be asked in the worlds where there is still classification there. V'apitaron l'sheila zu hu l'hamshich or ma'mekomot she'lemala mikol hagdara. And the solution to the question is to draw light down from the places that are above all classification. Bo'oifin she'loi rochek l'sha'er, in such a way that it's not far from us to estimate, shekol atradata shel she'la zu l'tzorch ze, that the whole the whole bother, so to say, of this question, right? It bothers man, it bothers us, right? The whole bother of this question, what is it like? It kind of irritates a person, and it gets a person thinking, and like the person, a thinking person is really bothered by this. He says the whole bother of this question is letzorich ze, is for this purpose. Ledat no ki en pitron elea, that there is no other solution for this zulat bam shachat or milamala mikol agdara, except for drawing down light. Obviously, it means spiritual light from above all classification. And in that way, you rectify also the world of classification. And with this, the kasha of the Ravid against the Rambam, his hasaga on the Rambam, is removed. Duk v'oven. Understand. Meaning, the Ravid's taina on the Rambam is, what are you bringing up a discussion that you don't have an answer for? Says Rabbi Yaakov Moshe, no. It's the discussion itself, which is the ikur over here. Because the discussion itself, the question, and the bothering the person, so they, right, it hammering a person, brings a person to understand that he's got to bring these mamshich. It's like, I guess, like a natural thing that it kind of brings him closer to Hashem, to bring down an or from a higher place. The yuvnu bezeh divrei amigdal oiz. And now he wants to say, with this, we can understand the words of the Migdal Oz, which I read to you, Sham. Mashikasev shel basoif mevi mamer katzal rabbeinu zal. What he said, that the Rambam is just bringing at the end, like a short, mamer for Chazal. Kishom nimshach mogen gvurosoi kol pa'al Hashem l'maneo. That there was anointed the shield of his gvura, of the Rambam's gvura, kol pa'al Hashem l'maneo, that everything that Hashem is, that Hashem does, is for him. Va'oime kavanosi, says Rabbi Yaakov Moshe, the depth of the kavana of the Migdal Oz is sheyesh mekoymos shepalu lemaneu veloy lidaehu. What he's hinting at is that there are levels, there are places that Hashem made not lidaehu. We know, right? The Iker, we always say that Hashem made the world that we should know Him. Right, in order that mankind should know Him. But here's a pasuk that says Hashem made things for His own sake, for God's own sake. Laneo, meaning there's places where what He did there is for His own purposes that you have no way of knowing, not for you to know. And those are the places that are above Hagdara, they're above man's comprehension. And this will be explained more later on in the Sefer in Perk Shmini, in the Kash of Yediyah Bechira, which the Rambam deals with over there. Begavanze, all this was a sidetrack. In this kind of color, so to say, in this way, Hu gam hayachas shel gilui seichel shetavnisa hekreach. Okay, and this is also the relationship of the revelations of the seichel. Giluye Seichel, the revelations of the Seichel, Shetavnisoi Hechreach, which the structure of Seichel is the inyan of force. Because if something makes sense, if something is intellectual, it means there's a logic here, which means it's a built-in must. Shekol echad mechayevet chaveiro. Right? That each thing obligates the next. You have a logical sequence to something that's intellectual, that's seichel. V'giluyei ratzon, whereas the revelations of ratzon, shetachnito or tavnito, ki'ilu ein seichel baratzon. The revelations of ratzon is as that its way is, its structure is, its format is, so to say, as if there's no seichel in the ratzon. Ki'yesh olamos, because there are worlds, there are worlds where all the concept of those worlds is seichel. And there, people can attain and do attain the supernal greatness with the expression that's called mechuyev ametzius, that there's got to be a God. He's the first base, so to say, of everything. The mechuyev ametzius, it's written in philosophy, in the Jewish philosophy books, it's written all over this expression of mechuyev ametzius. V'yesh amnam olamos yoter gvoyim, but there are worlds that are even higher than that. Shemasigim bebitu yoter elyon, that attain an expression that's even greater, even more high than that. Mechuyev ametzius, there's a chiddush what he's saying, because mechuyev ametzius is always considered the number one idea. Says Rabbi Yaakov Moshe, no. Mechuyev ametzius is the number one idea mitzad seichel. But there's a hasaga that's beyond it, that's coming from a higher place. And what's that? How is that expressed? That's expressed in the pasuk, Tzadik Hashem b'chol drachov v'chosid b'chol ma'asov. That Hashem is righteous in all his ways and he's pious in all his actions. Asher shama chavuyim ginzei haratzon. Over there, in those drachim, in those masim of the Rebbeinu Shalom, are hidden the treasures of the Ratzon of Hashem. That's even higher than the seichel. Vina filosofia maseget raket hamekomot shaseichel magia shem v'lo yoter. Philosophy only can attain the places where the seichel reaches, and not any higher than that. Lo kein Yisrael am kedusha. That's not true of the Jewish people, his holy nation. They go up and are elevated to the place of the treasures, the hidden treasures of the Ratzon of Hashem. And the Nevuah flows specifically from those concealed chambers, so to say, of the Ratzon of Hashem. L'chein rak mi sheyachol litalot l'mala mimekomot ha'echreach v'chiyuvim u'l'mala mimekomot ha'seichel. Therefore, only the person who's able to become elevated above all the places of hechreach, right, of must-bes, right, and obligations, above all the places of seichel, hu asher mukhshal nevuah, that is the person that is prepared for nevuah. U'b'shvil chein, and because of that, a nevuah el b'Yisrael. There can be no prophecy really, except for in the Jewish people. Sheshoyish nishmasa magia ad loylamas ginzei haratzon. For the source of their neshama, the root of their neshama, reaches all the way up there to the world of the concealed ratzon of Hashem. Va'afilu achrechen, and even afterwards, right? The Ramchal, we know in Derech Hashem, says that the umos ha'olam, the nations of the world, are really just an outcome of the chet of the Eitz Hadas. Really, they didn't necessarily need to be goyim, but they are just a byproduct of sin. So that's not stemming from the ginzei haratzon. That was based on man's bad choice. Only klal yisrael's mushrush is rooted in the ginzei haratzon of Hashem, and therefore only they can pull down nevuah. V'afilu achrechen shepaska nevuah gam yisrael, and even afterwards, when nevuah stopped from the Jewish people, loy nifsa kesher kedushasam begins erotzayin. But the kesher of their kedusha in the concealed chambers of the rotzayin, that was not severed. Omipnei ze amru betzedik, and because of that, they said correctly, Chazal, there's an expression in Chazal, hanach lahem li Yisrael, leave the Jewish people, im einam nevi'im b'nei nevi'im heim, leave them alone, don't ask too much, and don't, you know, you don't understand why they're doing something, but that's the way Klal Yisrael is noyeg, and leave it at that. even if you can't halachically base it, that's what the Gemara over there says. Im einam nevim, if they're not prophets, they are children of prophets. What is that trying to express? They're trying to express that Klal Yisrael is tied to the Ginzei Aratzon of Hashem. V'lachein, and therefore, b'loizi kuchei amidos, without purification of the midos, en lizkos le'nevuah, you can't merit nevuah. You can't merit prophecy. Ki ha'nevuah miyosoi Ginzei Aratzon. Because prophecy comes out from that yesod of the Ginzei Aratzon, of those chambers, the hidden Ratzon of Hashem. And if you don't have purification of midas, then you don't have the rotten being filled. Even if you're misgaber, you overpower, you overcome your midas, your bad midas, and you forcibly overcome them, and you forcibly do the right thing, that's not enough. Because you still didn't get to rotten. To change your rotzon, or to tap into the rotzon, I should say, takes the purification of the midas. It's not enough just to act correctly because you're forcing and you're beating your yetzahara. You have to purify your midas. Now, I wanted to just make a comment regarding this because it really pertains to the previous chapter also, and I mentioned that there's like l'chayr akash on this. The normal way we look at the structure of a person, Kabbalistically speaking, is that there's a flow chart, so to say, where it flows down from the top to bottom. So you have on the top level, you would have the Ratzon. Under that, let's say you would have the Seichel, and under that, you would have the Midos. And then the Meisim would come out of that. Okay? So you have those, so if that's the case, how does this work? How could the Midos flow out of the Ratzon? How could they be connected to the Ratzon if the Seichel is the bridge between the Ratzon and the Midos? In other words, he's saying you have to purify your Midos. It's not enough to get to Seichel, he's saying. You might be perfect at Seichel level, but that's not enough, because in order to tap into your Ratzon, you need to purify your Midos. How does that work? How did you get to that pure Seichel, that beautiful Seichel, if your Midos are still problematic? You had to have worked up to their Lechaira. Right, and also the opposite. Your seichel can only get to where it is because there's a flow down from the ratzon going into the seichel. So something is like a little bit. So I'm going to give a little bit like the Rambam over here, like a half answer, because in order to know a full answer, like the Migdal said, you have to know a lot more information, which is stemming from Kabbalah. But obviously, we know Rabbi Yaakov Moshe, everything he's doing over here has Kabbalah underpinnings. The whole, sometimes he kind of reveals it, like here he says, the Kabbalim, you know, the Chachmi Arozim have already, you know, said, you know, dealt with this. So over here, there's also really a Kabbalistic underpinning which you have to realize and know, and that is that there's a few different sugyas in Kabbalah where we see that Dafka, you see, the sphera that's called Ratzon is called Keser, or Keter, right? It's the crown, so to say. The Seichel would be the level of, let's say, Chachma, maybe include Bina. And then the Midos is in the body, where is Netzach Hod Yisod. Well, let's just leave it at the Chesek Vur Teferes. That's the Midos level. And the Maisa level, let's say, would be the Netzach Hod Yisod. Sometimes you could say it the other way. Chesek Vur Teferes, Netzach Hod Yisod would be the Midos level. And the Malchus would be the Maisa level. Doesn't matter for our purposes. But what happens is that in a number of different ways we see that the Midos and the Ratzon are really tied to each other. I'll just give a little bit for those who maybe have some kind of ideas here and there, or maybe have seen something, maybe something will click. So I'm saying it mostly for that purpose. But to give you an example, that Arizal asks, the Arizal says, I'm not getting into the whole thing, this is not enough time, but that the Keser and the Das of a person are connected. And they're basically kind of like a pnimius and a chitzonius relationship. The das is like the external part of the keser, which now let's translate into our terminology that we need. We need another idea here. The Arizal says that the das is the neshama of the sheish k'tzavos, meaning it's the neshama of the chesek gvur tferes netzach hod yisod, which is like a system, the system of midas of a person. So if the das is the neshama, meaning the das is koil, it's that's the chesek vur tferes netzach hod yisod is just the expression of the das. The midos really are all, the neshama of the midos is the das. The neshama of the midos is the das, which is keser, because it's the external part of the keser. That means that there's an inner relationship between the keser and the das, that even though the chesed, the chachma and the bina are in between, even though the seichel is in between, but they only work as a passageway. Not giving anything, not contributing to the essence of the das or the essence of the ratzon. They act as a passageway. You know, they'll pass over. It has to go through from the ratzon to the midos. It has to go through the intellectual level also, but the intellect is not adding anything to it. It's just adding as a passageway, going both directions, up and down. That's one sugya. Another sugya, which is really the same idea, is there's those spheres that we mentioned, the chesed, gvurah, tiferes, netzach, hayesod, they're called, for those who are familiar from Zmiris and Shabbos, askinus udasa, what's called ze'er anpin, the parts of ze'er anpin. And the parts of the rotzen would be called atika kadisha. Okay? And in between that is abba and ima, which is the chachma and bina, the seichel. Says that Rizal, atik is rooted in Atik Kadisha. And Abba Vima, yeah, they give birth to Zer Anpin. They're, so to say, the mother and father of Zer Anpin. But nevertheless, the essence of Atik is rooted, of Zer Anpin is rooted in Orach Anpin. And the parents are just the passageway. So once again, you see the same idea. Atik Kadisha is the Ratzon. And Zer Anpin is the Midas, really. It's just a translation of what we said before. It's another sugya. But again, another sugya where it becomes clear that these levels are. There's a third sugya which I would point to, where it's in Shar Chofei and Eitz Chaim, where he discusses the idea that there's the sugya of chasadim and gvuras, which go up and build the head. Meaning, we have like our, meaning basically what would be is that our midas build our intellectual level. Right, a person that doesn't have good midos, it affects the way he thinks. And a person that has good midos, it affects the way he thinks on a positive way. But interestingly enough, the midos, specifically the tiferes, what's called like the midsection, like, that would kind of relate to where the heart is, goes up. The chesed and gvura of tiferes go up straight to the keser and build the keser, build the ratzon, without going through the chachma and bina. So there's like this direct, whatever is going on in your heart, so to say, which is the teferet, your chest, your teferet level, a part of that goes up and builds your keser, which means it builds your ratzon. So this is, these are three sugyas which are really, I think, behind what Rabbi Yaakov Meshech is saying, where you see this idea that the zikuchei amidas, the purification of your midas, which are in our body, so to say, on the level of chesed, gvura, teferet, maybe netzach od yisod, right? Really build the ratzon of a person. So as we, if we purify our midos, that is the way to purify our ratzon that we're, so when we're getting back to what we said last week, I think it was last week, right? Everybody wants to want to want. Problem is, we don't want. How do we get to want to want? The answer to that is, we have to make a mahalach, we have to make a process of changing our midos. And as you change your midos, not your actions, your midos, you're able to affect and change your ratzon that you're going to want the right things. How do you change your midos? So some of that is by working it on the level of your ma'isim. Doing ma'isim, right? We know from the Sefer HaChinuch, as you do ma'isim, the nature is that your heart is drawn after your actions. That's, but we have to also work from the other direction, which is we have to learn, intellectually speaking, about how good it is, how beneficial it is to act with good midos and to have the right midos. So if we zoom at it, both mimala mata, we work on it on the seichel level, plus we work it on the action level, we're hitting from above and from below, we're hitting at the midos, and we make a proper plan of it, through habit, etc., and through constantly working on this, we are able to change our midos, and then that changes the way we want to, what we want. Bez Hashem, you should be zeichet to want things. Good luck.